HTX mobile.
HTX K4OIM, you're out early this morning.
Wait for me, Walt. I usually hit the road about 6:30 in the morning on Monday. But I'm already down here. I'm running my route. I just hadn't called out on the radio.
Babysitting my two great-granddaughters. One of them's 10 months old and one of them's 2 years old. And boy, they got me up this morning at about 6 o'clock. This is early for me, Patrick.
Good for you. Get some stuff done today, then.
Got to, right there and clean the yard up where I fooled that doggone truck all day Saturday. Got to get tarps up, jacks up, and all them wooden blocks I had it blocked up with. Gotta clean all that mess up, fire the lawnmower up, and cut grass today. And maybe have time to get up a couple of antennas this afternoon if it don't get too hot.
It'll be pretty warm today and tomorrow.
It'll get up about 91 today. But, it gets that hot, I'll just stay down here in the shack on the radio.
I'm with you there. It's that hot. It's hard to do much of anything outside.
Yeah, we're back up underneath these trees. And it stays in the shade about 95% of the day. And there's always a slight breeze coming off the lake, but a lot of times that slight breeze is like opening the oven door. It's a hot breeze.
Reflecting off that lake, it can make you warm, that's for sure.
Late Saturday, and it's about dark, I had to go pick up a bag of cat food. It was thundering and lightning and pouring rain, but they wasn't anywhere to park on either side of the bridge down there. People out there fishing in that mess. I love fishing, but not that much.
If I can go down under the bridge and stand under that, I might fish, but I ain't standing out in the rain like that.
Simply pier down there on one side of the bridge, and it usually stays packed. And they were all out there Saturday evening on the pier, under the bridge, on both sides. I just don't like to be near the water when it's lightning.
Not the safest place, that's for sure.
Got about 8 more days to get one of these cataracts took off of my eyes. And I think about 2 weeks later, they'll get the other one. I'm ready for it because they say after I get them took off, I might not even need these glasses.
Now I have to wear them. I'm looking into having to get them myself.
Yeah, and they said we might need to check your eyes. I didn't think there's anything wrong with my eyes, and doggone if they didn't put me in bifocals. And my eyes just keep getting worse and worse, and finally they told me I had cataracts in both of them. Then I went back this past February for new glasses, and the lady told me, said, Walt, this is the last pair I'm going to give you. Said, you're going to have those cataracts removed. And talking to Tom in 0TR and all, he's talked me into going ahead and having it done. I'm just not that keen on somebody messing around with my eyes. But everybody says it's painless, so I'm going to get these things off.
speak one way or the other, and I don't know nothing about it, so I don't know what to tell you. But I would probably take advantage of getting rid of them if I could.
Hoping the mailman will bring me to the capacitor kits I've got ordered for two of these old boat anchors. Man, I usually get them within a week to 10 days, and I've been waiting 2 months. It's just getting harder and harder to get any parts nowadays with this COVID thing.
Tell me nothing I don't know there. I mean, it's hard for me to get stuff in. And when you can't get it in to sell it, kind of puts a cramp on your business there.
It's something I want to order, like from MFJ or Gigaparts. You go ahead and order it. They take the money out of your bank account. Then next thing you know, you get a text message saying it's on back order. It might be another month or two down the road before you get it. And I don't know what's wrong with people. They just don't want to go back to work.
Free money. Why would they want to go back to work? But yeah, I have found that DX Engineering doesn't do that. If they can't deliver it, they don't take your money until they do.
Fan dipole antenna here that covers 160 through 10 that I ordered from them. I've had this thing about 2 years. And the WR went outside on it. And I took it down, and the ballam had got water in it. I've got that thing dried out and waterproof. And I hope to get out there this evening and get that thing back up. I got a 6-meter dipole I need to get up. I got a 20-meter double bazooka I need to get up. I got a Cushcraft A3 tri-bander beam. I need to get the tower and get that thing up, or either sell it, the tower, and the rotator and everything. I've had that beam probably 2 years now and never got it up. I got it disassembled up there on the ground. I've thought about putting it on the swap net and just sell it, the rotator, and a little 32-foot tower. I may put it on the swap net Wednesday night and sell it, because it looks like I'm going to have to come up with some money to get me another vehicle. I got that freeze plug in my truck, but man, that thing's skipping so bad, I can't drive it nowhere.
What antenna did you have on that tower? I missed that part of it, Walt.
Craft A3 covers 20, 15, and 10 meters.
Truck's missing now that you got it all fired back up with the freeze plug in it.
Can't figure it out. I've not got any water in the oil. There's no water coming out the exhaust pipe. There's no blowback in the radiator. So that just about eliminates a blowed head gasket, doesn't it?
Part it does. And it could just be as simple as a plug or a burnt wire with that kind of heat in there. It could be that simple. Before I throw it away, I would look into something like that.
Get out there after a while, pull the plug wires off, and plug wires ain't been on it but about a year and a half, and I put new plug wires, distributor cap, rotary butt, and all on it when I first got it. I got a brand new radiator in it, new water pump, new thermostat, new hoses, and brake rotor, and I hate to chalk the thing out, but I ain't able to have to get another engine to go in there and pull that thing out and put it back in. But like you said, I think I'll go through the plugs and plug wires on it sometime after a while and see if I can find the problem there. Because once it got hot and cut off that day, and when I got it home and let it cool down, I fired it up, it was skipping. And I got out there and there's a plug wire off on each side. They had to have come off when it ran hot because it wasn't skipping before it ran hot and cut off. But I put them back on and they're not crossed up. I got out there yesterday and was going to check the plug wires out, and like an idiot, I reached down there with my bare hands and unplugged one, and that thing lit me up.
A little jump start, but Walt, I'm at my next stop, so I'm going to have to hop off here for a little bit. I'm going to say 73s for now, KO4, HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
THK4, oh, I am. All right, good talking to you this morning, Patrick. I'll catch you on later today sometime, maybe when you're out on the road. 73s, Patrick.
Where you are, Mobile?